Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma has underscored the importance of preserving good traditions while also embracing change and adapting to new technologies. Speaking at Unity College's 19 Freshers Come Annual Day yesterday, he emphasized education as a lifelong journey that is not just about success, but is centered on virtue and personal growth.
Knowledge is one thing, but I think the overall purpose of education is to make us better human beings. Not just by way of prosperity, good things in life, luxuries in life, success in life, but also an embodiment of good virtues and values in life.
Highlighting the strength of diversity, Mr. Sharma encouraged a culture of inquiry, stating that asking questions reflects leadership, not ignorance. He also encouraged students to think beyond conventional careers by exploring entrepreneurship and digital opportunities. He stressed the need to embrace AI wisely. Addressing drug abuse, Mr. Sharma urged students to report cases of substance use among peers and called for Educational Institute to create support systems for early intervention. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the finance minister said people from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. Ms. Sitharaman added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. The Nagaland National Pension System Government Service Employees Forum has launched a video aiming to raise awareness about the impact of the new pension system on government employees. The video titled "The NPS Threat: Service Without Security" was officially released yesterday by Secretary of the All India State Government Employees Federation and Kensia President Zubemil Lotha Zanglao. Speaking at the event, Mr. Zanglao said, "The NPS lacked lifelong pension security, unlike the old pension system, OPS. He called for its repeal through legislation, public mobilization, and sustained advocacy. Meanwhile, the forum's president, Avizon Yenna, urged both state and central governments to address their plea and reinstate the OPS to ensure post-retirement welfare. The State Red Run 2025 was held yesterday at the Regional Center for Sporting Excellence in Sovima, Chumukedima, organized by the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society in collaboration with the Nagaland Olympic Association and Nagaland Athletics. The run was conducted with the theme "Run for Awareness, Run Against HIV and STIs." Speaking to the media, NSEC Joint Director IEC Metevinyo Sakre emphasized the need for proactive action in the fight against HIV and STIs, using sports as a powerful platform for change.
We have all heard about HIV and AIDS. Holibi huni gina amihan behavior change for yasna nai. Amihan risky behavior to yasna nai. Itu one of the biggest challenge to it was. When you sports to participate rishikulle and when you are running for awareness, manu kan bi oh tahan do HIV awareness karne participate kore ase. Sports the healthy living promote kore ase. Iniga bi public kan bi dikhi jai. Tahan nijo respective district a vapas te shikulle bi tahan peer group, tahan college te colony te pusi town te. Oh hoy mohan HIV awareness program ekta to participate rishe aro tate jaine itu hikishe aro iniga iniga ase kishide koikine they can be our ambassadors to spread further awareness in all the corners of the state.
Over 220 runners from Nagaland and neighboring states participated in the 10K races under state and open categories. The first Nagaland Masters Table Tennis Championship concluded yesterday at Kohima. A total of 44 veterans above 40 years of age from 7 districts participated in the team championship and individual categories during the 2-day event. In the 40-plus men's team category, Kohima District emerged champions, followed by Dimapur and Mon, while Meluri District secured the 50-plus men's team champions title, followed by Mokokchung and Kohima. The event was organized by the Nagaland Masters Table Tennis Association and Nagaland Table Tennis Association. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast rains to continue in isolated places over the northeast during the next 7 days, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning. In Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, heavy rainfall is expected till 8th of September. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.